Bibliophilia. Bibliophilia compels me to wander for hours through dusty thrift store bookshelves to limit the financial impact on my thinning checking accounts. I must justify their utility. ISBN notes on the top candidates for my hard-earned quarters. Netted from paperback bestsellers, westerns, pulp mysteries, DOS manuals, cookbooks, and romance novels by the pound. Jumbled together, I imagine, by relatives eager to erase traces of the dearly departed. Phoned in for pickup, the hospice, Salvation Army, or the hospital thrift store next door to where they checked out. Too tired for tenderness, tossed into boxes and bags, collected curbside by trucks, or dumped into metal collection bins in parking lots near dandelions, tumbleweeds trapped, waiting for the next wind to blow. Loaded on shelves to sell with all the care a bored volunteer can muster. I've half a mind to make the circuit, offering organization to organizations, so I can get first crack, calmly scan the choicest literary morsels for myself, leaving the bottom bucket dross on their shelves where the book-buying public can quickly surmise it's all crap or find a gem in their thrift store quest. Either way, it has been my observation, few people are willing to wade into the turbulent wake of charity. I am qualified. Shelved a whole library so fast, a shark swimming the reference reef, circulating around large print lagoons, seeking fresh media from the return counter. Now drowning in the northern nexus of nothingness, where riptides suck down all literature to the briny bottom, I dream of my own private beach, stretching shore to shore, store to store, walking, digging, bending. Each day, each door opens, sifting, sorting shelves, seek pearls to string around my neck rather than a rope.